Hallo und herzlich willkommen beim POIDcast, dem Podcast unserer Schule.
Assalamu alaikum wa marhaba bikum fi POIDcast, al podcast al jadid li madrasatna.
大家好，欢迎收听 POIDcast， 我们语言学校的播客。
Hola, bienvenidos y bienvenidas a POIDcast, el podcast de nuestra escuela.
Salut et bienvenue à POIDcast, le podcast de notre école.
Hello everyone and welcome to POIDcast, our school podcast.
Ciao a tutti e benvenuti a POIDcast, che è il podcast della nostra scuola.
Olá e bem-vindos a POIDcast, o podcast da nossa escola.
POIDcast, episodio 10. Ya estamos aquí con un nuevo episodio de POIDcast al que hemos titulado Especial Día del Padre, aprovechando que este domingo 19 de marzo se celebraba el Día del Padre. Hemos aprovechado para preguntar a nuestro alumnado sobre si celebran este día o no, si hacen algo especial con sus padres o sus figuras paternas de referencia, y además hemos querido también saber si nuestro alumnado conoce cómo se celebra este día en las culturas de los países cuyos idiomas estudian, o si acaso se celebra otro día del año, entre otras curiosidades. Escucharás los audios en el siguiente orden: alemán, francés, inglés e italiano.Y ahora, sin más, escuchamos a nuestro alumnado. Dentro podcast.
Hallo Leute, heute möchten wir über das Thema Vatertag sprechen.
Ah ja, ich habe gehört, dass du letztes Jahr in Deutschland der Vatertag gefeiert hast. Wie war es?
Es war sehr schön, weil wir frei hatten. Es ist auch ein religiöses Fest und man feiert es am 18. Mai. Es heißt Corpus Christi und es ist auch Vatertag. Und, übrigens, ich wollte dich fragen, was könnte ich als Geschenk zu meinem Vater geben?
Normalerweise schenke ich bastel ich irgendeine Sache mit Origami oder etwas so.
Ah ja, das klingt sehr originell. Ich werde das unbedingt machen. vielen Dank.
Bitte.
Bonjour à tous. Aujourd'hui, j'aimerais vous parler de la fête des pères. La fête des pères est une fête annuelle célébrée en l'honneur de père. À cette occasion, les enfants offrent à leur père des cadeaux, des gâteaux, des fleurs ou des objets qu'ils ont fabriqués à l'école ou à la maison. En France, c'est les fabricants de briquets flaminaires qui a l'été, la première,En 1949, de créer une fête des pères pour des raisons commerciales. Son directeur, Marcel Kersia, pour aider à lancer son briquet à gaz en France, lance la fête des pères en 1950, le troisième dimanche de juin, avec le slogan « Nos papas nous l'ont dit, pour la fête des pères, ils veulent tous un flaminaire !» Une idée lumineuse, en effet, cet homme était un feu. Merci de nous avoir écoutés. Et bonne fête des pères.
Hello, my name is Talba and I'm a C2 blended student. The celebration of Father's Day is dedicated to all the fathers of our families in order to show our love and gratitude and make them feel special.Whereas in Europe it's celebrated on St. Joseph's Day, the 19th of March, in many other countries such as the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, India, and in many others, it's celebrated the third Sunday in June. A surprising fact about Father's Day is that in the US, Washington, was the very first state to celebrate this date in the year 1910.
Mariluz Conversation C1. Father's Day is celebrated in Spain on March 19th, coinciding with Saint Joseph's Day. The origin of this celebration was in the beginning of the 20th century in the United States. A woman by name Sonora wanted to honor her father, who was a widower, and with a lot of effort, he took care of her and her five siblings. The customs to celebrate these days is to gather the whole family and give presents to the father.
Mercedes from C1 Conversational English. It wasn't until I was a grandmother that I realized how the father's role has changed today. Both of my sons are fully involved in their children's growth. Equal by equal with their wives, they participate in diet, education and physical activity, playing a lot with them, establishing nice, strong bond, very beneficial for both. This is possible due to the greater social awareness of its importance, with advances such as parental leave or teleworking, thanks pandemic. It's a completely different approach than I had with my father or even my husband with my children. So, congratulations parents and children today for having these new possibilities.
Hello everyone, my name is Lorenzo from C2 Blended, and this week's podcast we'll be talking about Father's Day. And I want to tell you where it comes from in America, that isn't born out of a Catholic tradition as in Spain, that is celebrated on St. Joseph's Day. The origins of this celebration go back to 1909, when a woman named Sonora Smartot, who attended a mass on the occasion of Mother's Day, had the idea of holding another mass to honor her father. It was about a Civil War veteran who had been widowed when his wife gave birth to their fifth child. Being in charge of the five children, raising them in an exemplary manner, this is how the celebration of the first Father's Day took place a year later in Washington, United States, on the third Sunday of June 1910. The intention of the festivity was to highlight the role of parents in society, especially those that, who like their father, fulfill the role of father and mother when it comes to raising and educating their children. Today, fortunately, fathers have a more active role, and the work of all those men who act as father figures is also recognized, such as stepfathers, uncles, grandfathers, and in general those who contribute to raising children. So, for those who are fortunate enough to be fathers, have a happy Father's Day.
Ciao a tutti, io sono Edoardo, studente del B1-2, e oggi parleremo della festa del papà. La festa del papà, come la festa della mamma in Italia, è stata istituzionalizzata solo dopo la guerra mondiale, seguendo l'esempio degli Stati Uniti. In Italia esisteva anche da prima, ma solo come festa di San Giuseppe ed era festeggiata soprattutto nei paesi dove San Giuseppe era il santo protettore. La festa del Papa in Italia e in molti paesi cattolici viene celebrata il 19 marzo, il giorno di San Giuseppe, padre di Gesù. Allora, di recente in italiano si usa una nuova parola, mammo, che serve per indicare una nuova figura di padre che si occupa dei figli e fa tutto ciò che tradizionalmente in Italia facevano solo le donne, come cucinare, pulire e altre. Buona festa del papà! Grazie mille e fino alla prossima volta!
Ciao a tutti, sono Raul, gruppo B11. La celebrazione della festa del papà è comune in molti paesi. Alcuni la celebrano nel giorno della festa di San Giuseppe, il padre di Gesù, altri nel mese di giugno. È bene includere non solo il padre biologico, ma anche coloro che hanno svolto questo ruolo. Un patrigno, un padrino, un nonno, uno zio possono svolgere un ruolo pari o superiore a quello del padre biologico. In questi tempi dobbiamo menzionare i padri che svolgono attività che erano quasi esclusivamente riservate alle donne. Uomini che si occupano della casa, dei figli e che devono anche lavorare. Un buon pasto, un bel regalo sono importanti, ma ciò che i padri si aspettano più di tutto è l'affetto dei figli. Celebriamo questo giorno molte volte l'anno e non solo in una data prestabilita. Ciao amici!
Y hasta aquí un nuevo episodio de POEdcast. Esperamos que lo hayas disfrutado. Nosotros nos escuchamos de nuevo dentro de 2 semanas, en nuestro próximo episodio, el episodio 11, que, como no puede ser de otra manera, tratará el tema de la celebración de la Pascua o la Semana Santa en las diferentes culturas. Así que ya sabes, atrévete a expresarte en el idioma que estudias y envíanos tu audio de menos de un minuto a p.eoi.dcast@gmail.com antes del próximo 30 de marzo, o bien pasa por el estudio de grabación y graba allí tu contribución al próximo episodio. Nos escuchamos de nuevo en 2 semanas. ¡Adiós!